Chof Aleph Shvat, Thursday, the 31st of January, Rabbi Gershom Miller, does old-fashioned chinuch work?
Shabbos, and I'm finding it hard to start the day at all. Never mind the Torah away. I hope I'll be coherent. Siyata Dishmaya. Klal Yisrael follow the rule that what was, the way it's always been, is the best way. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Im lo yiseidi loch hayofa banoshim, tse'i loch be'ikve hatsoy. If you don't know, if you're unclear, if you're unsure which path to take, follow the ikve hatsoy, the footsteps of the sheep, the previous deiris. Just keep doing it the way it was always done. That's been our mahalach, that's been our guarantee throughout the deiris. Tse'iloch be'ikve hatzoy. And I think we need to ask ourselves whether that's the case in the area of chinuch, in the chinuch of our children, chinuch habonim v'habonis. Are we following the ikve hatzoy? It seems often that the mahalach that is recommended today, the mahalach that is used today, is something new. The old-fashioned chinuch seems to have been more about yira. It was strict. It was firm. Children did what they were told. And a parent's duty was to tell his child what to do, to enforce it. Today, we're told no, chinuch has to be softer. It has to be with love, encouragement, chizuk. That's the nusach of the time. There are endless shiurim given on chinuch to teach us how to be mechanech the right way. Every time we go to the Meiches Sforim, there's another book, another sefer with new directives. And then a few days later, we try the new techniques. Our children ask us, Asa, have you been reading the new book? So, many say it's wrong. You know, the old-fashioned way was the right way. Yira should be the yesoy, the chinuch. Children should be told what to do. We need to be strict. And all of this, it's modern. It's all modern stuff. Can't be right. I have an aunt who used to say, as far as she's concerned, the only good books on chinuch are the hardback ones. I didn't believe in all of this. All this modern-day ideas. On the other hand, it does seem to make a lot of sense, and seems to work better for us today. So what's happened? Has anything changed? The truth is, the model of Av and Ben, the model of a parent and a child, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Right at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us a message with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, go tell Klal Yisrael, B'ni B'chiri Yisrael. you're my child, you're my son. Bonim atem l'Hashem elikeichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in his Torah that his relationship with us, his yachas, is one of a father, a parent to a child. So, l'choira, it would seem if we want to know the correct relationship, the correct mahalach between a parent and a child, we need to look at the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us. How is he misyachis to us? What type of mechanech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is his chinuch the old-fashioned type? Is it yiro? Is it strict? Or is it avo? Is it chizuk? Is it encouragement? And here too, it seems unclear. There seem to be some glaring contradictions in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us, in the way he relates to us. V'hoyoyim Shomaya, the second parasha of Krishna, sounds very much like old-fashioned chinuch. It's very simple. The Eibishter says, V'hoyoyim Shomaya, if you keep my mitzvahs, you do everything right, b'chol levavchem u'chol nafshechem, then b'nosati mitar artzechem be'itoy. Then you'll have all the brachas. Yishomru lochem, penyifte levavchem, if you go wrong, v'choro af Hashem bochem, then the Eibishter will be angry. V'otzar sashomayim, v'lo yiyem motor. The parasha of v'hoyim shomaya is our parasha of scha v'oinesh, and it seems very clear-cut. If you do what you're told, you'll be rewarded. If you don't, you'll be punished. That's our approach. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. At the same time, we find so many places in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his unconditional love to us. V'hoyim Shomaya sounds very conditional. It sounds like it depends. If you're good Yidden, then I'm there for you. If you're not, then V'chora af Hashem bochem. But in so many other places, we find an unconditional Av. There's a remarkable Rashi in Parshas Bolok. You know, if a Yid ever needs a chizuk, this is the Rashi to learn. The Pasuk says, Bilam Arosha said this, but he said it Baruch HaKodesh, said, Lehibit oven b'Yaakov, v'leiro omol b'Yisrael. Hashem Eloikov imoi usruas melech boi. Is that Rashi? Lehibit oven b'Yaakov, Rashi says, Achrei pshutoi hu nidrash b'medrash noi. Oven means averis, Rashi says. Shekishahin oivrin al dvorov, when yidn o oivr on the dvar Hashem, when they go against Ratzon Hashem, einoi medakte kachreim lehisboinein ba'oinyes shalahem. The Eibishter is not medaktik. He's not particular. He doesn't look at their averis. Uva amolon shehim oivrim aldosoi. Omol is also a loshon of avera. Lehibit oven b'Yaakov v'leiro omol b'Yisrael. That means Rashi seems to be saying the Eibishter doesn't mind. He loves us anyway. Hashem Eloikov imoi afilu machisin umamrim lefonov einoizoz mitoichon. Even when they're machisin umamrim lefonov, eloizoz mitoichon, he doesn't move, he's with them anyway. Usruas melech boi, loshen chibo vereus. So how does this square with V'hoyim Shomaya? V'hoyim Shomaya says, if you do it right, then I'm with you. If not, v'chora af Hashem bochem. And here, Rashi, the Pasuk says, Lehibit oven b'Yakov v'lera omol b'Yisrael. The Ibish does not medaktik. These are lashemas that sound almost strange to us. Einu medaktik achreim l'esbeinim ba'onye shalaya. Chazal say that a person who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a veteran is a chayof. Chazal talk very strongly about someone who says, as we sometimes hear, you know, Allah gita yidin, it's okay, as long as you're a Jew at heart. The Yivshta doesn't mind if you don't do it exactly right. Chazal talk very strongly about someone who says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a veteran, and yet Rashi seems to be saying exactly that. Afilu machisen umamrin lefonov einu izoz mitoichon. So when we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship, we seem to find both. And we need to try and reconcile. They must be reconciled. They must work together. I came across a most beautiful piece of Meshech Chochmah that I think explains this seeming stira. And I think can give us direction in what real chinuch is. It's a Meshech Chochmah in Parshas Bo on the mitzvah of Tefillin. The Meshech Chochmah there brings a pasuk in Melachim, b'shas Yidden built the Beis Hamikdash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "B'soi chadvorim, v'hoyu einai v'libi shom kol hayomim." He said, my eye and my heart, my mind will be there with you, kol hayom. So the Meshech Chochmah explains the two expressions, einai v'libi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us with an ayin. There's ein Hashem, and then there's libi, the lev of Hashem. So he says that ayin refers to hashkocha, ha-hashkocha ho-elyoyno. The Libi who alo avo asher we believe. In other words, the Meshech Chochmah says, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hamhoga with us, and there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with us. There's the way he deals with us, and there's the way he relates to us. Einai, the hoyu einai, ayin, refers to how he looks at us, how he guides us. We find the Loshen Ayin in reference to Hashkocha, Hine Ein Hashem al Yireov, Lam Yachlim Lechastri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach over us. And in Hashkocha, he says, of course, the Hashkocha depends on the way we behave. He brings from the Moir Nevuchim that the Rambam explains that Tzadik has a different level of Hashkocha to the Rosha. And that's what Vahoyim Shomayim is telling us. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us is definitely dependent on our behavior. Of them state, is din v'is dayan. It's about that Chazal say, he must say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a veteran. There's schar v'oynish. In Hashkocha, in ayin, in the way he deals with us, of course, if you keep mitzvahs, then v'nosati mitar aratzachem v'itoy. If not, chas v'sholem v'chora af Hashem bochem. But then there's libi. Libi means his avo, his keshe, the love that he has for a yid. That, says the Meshech Chochmah, is absolutely unchanged and unchangeable. That's always the same. And he says that. He says that the Hashkocha is devuko be Yisroel lefi erech ma'alosoi. Avol avo hi lekulam. Love is to every yid the same. It's a remarkable fact. There's a famous saying from Rav Aaron Kalina, Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha. He said, halavai, that I should love the greatest tzadik, the way that Eibishter loves the greatest Rosha. But that's not just a zogacht, it's not just a chassidish sentiment. The Meshech Chochmah says that's the metzias. In the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for a yid, that never changes regardless of the way a yid will be noyed. Unless, perhaps, he's Yotzo Mechlal Yisrael. But, generally speaking, every yid is loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in exactly the same way, tzaddik and rasha. The difference is only in Anhoga. The difference is only in ayin. He says a very beautiful taich in a cryptic Gemara in Maseches Brachos. The Gemara says there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miniach tefillin. So versteht sich. Of course, we understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hanochas Tefillin is on a different level. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara says that. The Gemara says that Kodesh Baruch Hu's Meniach Tefillin. So the Meshech Chochmah says there are two Tefillin. There's Tefillin Shel Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yad. Tefillin Shel Rosh is Bein Einecho, is connected to the Ayin. Tefillin Shel Yad is Keneged Alev. So he says, Tefillin Shel Rosh has four parts to it. It's divided into four. And he says, Chazal say, the Medrash on Arba Minim, that there are four types of Yidin. There are Yidin who have Torah and Mitzvahs, Torah and Yerushamayim. Yidin who have only Torah, Yidin have only Mitzvahs. And Yidin who have neither, the Arova, Nishkin Tam, or Nishkin Reach. Ki Yodua. The Medrash says there are four types of Yidin. So he says, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tefillin, Kaviyochel, the Tefillin Shel Rosh, the Tefillin that are Bein Einecho, those Tefillin have compartments. Every Yid is dealt with kafi who he is. Avada, in Hanhoga, in Hanhoga in Olam Hazeh, in Hanhoga in Olam Abo, there are different Mahalchim. But he says, the Tefillin Shel Yad, which is Allah Vavecho, there's only one compartment. They're all Yidin, are the same. Keneged Liboy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he the Meshech Chochmah. The Tefillin Shel Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Allah Vavecho, there are no Chilukim. Just like we know in a family. At least, ideally, we love all our children the same. But yet, we understand, Chanoich Lana al Pidarkoi, a child who is a good, perfect child, I think. Some people have such kids. So you deal with him one way, and the child who's swinging from the lampshades, you've got to deal with a different way. In Hanhoga, of course, the Hanhoga is different. But the Avo remains the same. That's what Rashi's saying here. Lo yhibit oven b'yakov v'leirah omol b'yisroel. Of course there's v'chora af Hashem bochem. That's the hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be noyeg with the person who pen yifte levavchem, who goes down the wrong path. Of course he'll be noyeg with him with schar v'oynash. But the emes is that afilu machisenu mamrin l'form of ein oizoz mitoichom. Hashem eloikov imu. This avo, the avo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this avo is the basis of our relationship. It's also the medium through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to us and teaches us and guides us. The Torah was given through Avo. Because Avo is a connection. Avo is a tzinur. When there's Avo between two people, when there's Avo between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, there's connection. Avas oilom beis Yisrael amcha ahavto, Torah umitzos chukim umishpotim isonu limadoto. The Torah was given to us, could only be given to us through Avo. It could only get to us through Avo. That's the tzinir, that's the derech that we connect to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the way we makabel his hashpo. We leaned yesterday in Parshas Yisro, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, he sent a message to Klal Yisrael, just a few psukim. And all those psukim are saying is how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That was the message. Just the poshita taich of the words. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to Klal Yisrael, Koseim alav Yisyak, V'sagid v'nei Yisroel, Atem re'isem asho sisi l'mitzroim, V'eso eschem al kamfi neshorim, V'ovi eschem eloi. And V'atom shomei atishmu b'koili, V'yisem li sgula mikol ha'amim, V'atom tiuli mamlechas koinim v'goi kodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hakdoma to Kabbalah Satira is, I want you to know how much I love you. I've chosen you, I've singled you out before anything, before any zchusim. Our connection is based on unconditional love. Avo is begematria echod. Through Avo we connect. Through Avo we become one. And so, when we carry this through to the chinuch of our children, chinuch has to work in exactly the same way. The yisoid of chinuch is and must be avo. Very simply, because without avo, we're not connecting. Without avo, we can't give anything over. Unconditional avo. Avo she'eino tluyo b'dovo. That's the yisoid of our kesher, and that's our koyach. Avo is a tremendous koyach. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Ki Azo Kamoves Avo. Avo is as strong as Moves, as death. A very strange expression. I heard from either Grace of Tzadik, Rabbi Yaakov Greenwald, Zayn Gesund, I was Zeicha to learn a lot from. He writes in his Sefer, Eitzes V'Adrochas. He says, why is Avo compared to Moves? He says, death is the one thing that we all admit we have no koyach against. When it comes to Moves, there's nothing we can do. When the time comes, Moves takes us. It's a koyach that no one can withstand. So he says, Shlomo HaMelech says, there's a koyach in the Bria that's like Moves. There's a koyach of Avo, where there's real Avo, where there's unconditional Avo, Ki azo kamoves avo. If there's avo between me and my child, between me and my Talmud, I have to be mashpia on him. Whether he wants it or not, eventually the hashpoa will go through. That's the koyach of avo. Ki azo kamoves avo. There has to be avo she'eino tluyo b'dovo. Rav Grunwald brings in his sefer, that years ago he says it was, a lady came to him, she had a 17-year-old son, who was at the end of her family. She said her husband's a great Talmud Chochem, and all of their children, all of their sons and sons-in-law, all their families are Yoshvei Beis Samedrash, or Erech HaYidin, Doiris Yishorim, and they've got this one son, 17-year-old son, and he's not interested, and he's left it all behind, and they don't know how to deal with it. She said, we've tried everything, and nothing works. So he said, there's one thing you haven't tried. Avo she'eino tluyo b'dovo. Just Avo. And he said she went home, and the next morning she prepared a breakfast for this son. She took out the best dishes they had, and she prepared everything she knew that he liked, and she waited for him, and his breakfast only took place sometime in the afternoon. She was there waiting, and eventually he came down, and he couldn't believe it. He thought, you know, she'd lost her mind from Agmas Nefesh. And she said, no, this is for you. And she continued that way every day, with that and other hanhogas. And eventually he came back, and he says, he writes in the Sefer that she told him years later that she has a wonderful kesher with all of her children, but none of them none of them has the kesher that she has. With none of them does she have the kesher that she has with that child. Because there was avo she'eino tluyo bedovo. Once it's tluyo bedovo, then we lose it. I had an experience many years ago that I can't forget. It was a long time ago. I had to do with young men who were disenchanted, uninspired, and were leaving the fold. So there was one young bocher, wasn't so young, boy in his 20s, and he, let's say it was called Avi, he was a very nice boy, sweet boy, good-natured. He wasn't interested in anything, and we were trying to be makar of him, trying to help him. And it was at the time I was living in Manchester, and this boy was causing a lot of agnus nefesh, a lot of pain to his parents. But one thing in particular that they couldn't handle was the way he dressed. And there was reason for them to be upset, because it wasn't just that he was wearing a blue shirt. He was dressing. It was just terrible. You know, he was wearing like a leather motorcycle jacket with all the bells and whistles. And it really wasn't nice. And they were upset. So once, I remember, it was late at night. We were in the car together. And I said to him, Avi, you know, I understand you're not interested, I understand you're on a journey, Beis Hashem, you'll get back, but why do you have to dress this way? Why? You know it's causing them agnus nefesh. Why? Just tone it down a bit, just for them. So he said to me without hesitation, he said to me, I want to tell you something. He said, all the years as I was growing up, and you know we began to have some friction, every time I was about to go out the house, my parents said, you know, where's your hat and jacket? Well, you're wearing your hat and jacket. Why aren't you wearing your hat? Why aren't you wearing your jacket? And he said, I felt, he said this, he articulated it so clearly. He said, I felt that they loved my hat and jacket more than me. He said, I felt it was competition. They wanted a son in a hat and jacket more than they cared for me. He said, I can't. He said, I hate that. That's what I hate. That's what I'm competing against. That's avo shehit teluyo bedovo. So that's not real avo. Our chinuch can only work when the relationship is avo. Absolutely, afilu machisin umamrin leform of eino izoz mitoichem, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us. And then, only then, we can begin with the right hanhoga. Often, it's very easy to love the little children, very sweet. But as they get a bit older and they start to go their own way, and sometimes isn't exactly what we want, That's when the challenge begins. That's when we have to make sure that regardless of how we're going to deal with them, regardless of what we're going to say, nothing can ever be at the expense of the Liddi. The Einai can only begin after the Liddi. And therefore I think, Ula Yesh Leimah, that Chinuch has never changed. Chinuch always has to be that pyramid of absolute, undiluted, unconditional avo. And then on top of that, of course, there's chinuch, there's hadrocha, there's hanhoga. But we live in a time, for whatever reason, maybe that's a shear on its own, avo isn't felt the same way. I think that we as parents find it harder to give it, and I think that children find it harder to receive it. Somehow or other, that feeling of unconditional love is harder to achieve. And therefore, we've got to step back a bit. I'm sure that even in Doiris gone by, it could never have worked. It couldn't be that the Yiro could work without the Avo. It was only because the Ava was there so absolutely that then the Hanhoga of Yiro could work. And when there isn't that Libby, then we've got to step back and make sure the Lev is there. Because if we talk less to our children, but there's more Ava, we're going to be Matzliach more. If we lecture them less, but love them more, that's going to work. Ki azo kamoves avo. It's getting late, so I'll be makatzer just to be Messiah. I remember many years ago when I was a boche in Gates at Yeshiva, so Ramatisol Mashkiach, so Zayin Gezund, you should have refush shlema. So he came back then from a trip to South Africa. I think it was the first time he'd gone. He'd gone to be mechazek the Tibu in South Africa. So while he was there, he went on safari. They took him to see, you know, they took him to see the safari, it's not a trip. So I remember when he came back in one of his droshes, he said that as they drove into the safari, there was a great big sign. And he said, look after your children. Now you're going through the safari. Look after your children. And as they drove out, at the end of the day, there was a big sign. And it said, where are your children? So Matzil said, he said, you know, when we come into this world, when we marry, when we set up families, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, look after your children. And Achamei Ve'esrim, one of the questions we'll be asked is, where are your children? And it's our tefillah that perhaps with this understanding, with the koyach of Avo and Yiro together, with the Eini, the Libi, but with Avo She'eino Tzuluya B'dovo, we'll be zeich be'ezer Hashem to have children, emesse elch yidisha kinder. And when we ask that question, where are your children, we'll be able to respond with confidence, kuloi zera birich Hashem. Yeah. 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 Yeah.